She's so sudden.
All these scientific equipments. Have been invented for helping you in service. When Brahma Baba listens to the news about email and fax and all these things, Baba is very happy. Brahma Baba says, wow, my children, how great you are, such easy methods of communication. Even Sakar Brahma Baba didn't get all these facilities, but the children have these facilities. So Baba is happy. But the only thing is that you should use these equipments, considering them to be just means of service. They're only means of service. Because you have to give benefit to the whole world. Therefore, these means are very helpful. But do not become influenced by these equipments or means. Use them in service, but don't become a slave of them. These equipments which you use now are only at this time. At the beginning, you didn't have these means, and at the end also they will not remain. At the end also they will not remain, underline it. They are only for this time so that your service can increase. So these are equipments, just means to help you in service, but you are the ones who are to make the intense efforts. Your sadhana is more important than this, than the sadhana. Sadhana means equipments, and sadhana means the intense efforts you make. Let not your sadhana become less because of the sadhana. And Baba says that how quickly you are able to communicate because of these means. Baba takes a round of your offices also. How you work in your offices. You are very busy there, aren't you? Maureen is there sitting in front, Maureen of UK, and she's laughing. Your office is working very well, is it not, in London, global office? And she nods her head.
Yes, it's sudden use.
Just as you use these equipments, and it takes only a second to use them, similarly, from time to time, in between, devote time for sadhana as well. Sadhana means some intense efforts, even if it's for 1 second. For example, one moment you are using a particular equipment and the next moment that awareness is there and you are doing your sadhana. So let it go together. Just as the more you practice using these gadgets, it becomes easier and you're able to work them automatically. Similarly, the practice of doing sadhana in this way should also be automatic. You shouldn't say, I did not get time the whole day, I was so busy. Bab Dada will not accept it. Bab Dada will not agree to it if you say that you did not get time. Because, for example, if you took 1 hour working on the computer or using that physical equipment, couldn't you at that time just take out 5-6 seconds and devote that time for the self? Is there anyone so busy that he or she cannot even spare 5 minutes out of that 1 hour? Okay, if not 5 minutes, at least 5 seconds. Can't you spare that much too? Is there anyone who can't spare even 5 seconds? Say, Pandavas, can you spare 5 seconds out of that 1 hour? So you must spare time for that. When Bab Dada hears that, hears you children saying, Baba, I was so busy today, Baba, I was so busy. You make your face also seem very busy. Bab Dada will not accept it. He will not agree to it. You can do whatever you want.
Attention.
But the only thing is, the attention isn't enough. Just as you pay attention to other things, that I have to finish this letter in 10 minutes. You pay attention to that, don't you? And that's why you say, I'm so busy. You spare time for that letter. Similarly, you should think that in these 10 minutes, just as you say, in 10 minutes I have to do that work, in 10 minutes I have to do this work also. So, supposing you need 8 minutes for a particular task. So devote 10 minutes for that, and the 8 minutes for that task, and 2 minutes for your sadhana. Can it be possible? Baba is asking Gayatri. Gayatri then is sitting right in front of Baba, and she says, yes, Baba, it is possible. So from now onwards, never say, I'm very busy, I'm very busy. Bab Dada watches your face also at that time. You know, it's really very interesting, and a photograph could be taken of your face at that time. However much busy you may be, but take out time and add it along to your time devoted for your other task. What happens is that you do very good service. You devote a lot of time for that too, and Baba congratulates for your endeavors. However, because you do not devote some time from time to time in between for sadhana or self-progress, you become tired, your brain gets tired, your hands and legs get tired. But if you take out time for sadhana in between, then the tiredness will go. Because you experience happiness And when there's happiness, there is no tiredness. But when you get engrossed in work, become busy, then you get tired. Bap Dada says that most of the time you remain action conscious. Isn't it that way? So, you do get marks for being action conscious. That doesn't go a waste.
Soul consciously mark or action.
However, there's a difference between the marks for soul consciousness and marks for action consciousness. Isn't there a difference? Therefore, keep a balance from now onwards. Don't break the link, but continue to add the link. Bap Dada knows that you work very hard. However, you have to keep a balance. Try to take out some time, spare some time, even if it's for a few seconds, but spare some time out of that busy schedule. Pandavas, can it be possible?
Teachers
say, can it be possible to spare some time? And those who are working in offices, in Baba's offices, can you spare some time? You are saying yes, very well.